You're listening to SBS News.
It's the sound of the most famous bell in the world. But despite the pleas of Brexiteers, Big Ben won't bong when Britain leaves the European Union. Refurbishment works at Parliament made that too difficult. Still, for those who spent years campaigning for the cause, it will be a special moment. Andrew Bridgen is a Conservative MP.
Well, it's almost surreal. I remember being on the green here when the result was announced that we'd won the referendum back in 2016. Quite honestly, the battle over the last 3.5 years for the hearts and minds of the Conservative Party, our democracy and our country has been harder than the referendum. There's a great opportunity for us. We've taken back control of our money, our borders and our laws.
Not everyone's predicting a bright and promising future.
Benefit Brexit, get your benefit Brexit here. Once in a lifetime opportunity, long lost benefit of Brexit. You ready, folks? There we go, that's it, move on.
Anti-Brexit protesters still gather outside the gates of Parliament every day. Steve Bray became an internet celebrity after his Stop Brexit chant interrupted countless news broadcasts. He's not planning on hanging up his megaphone just yet.
Well, look, the disaster that Brexit is going to be is going to unfold quite quickly. Perhaps after December 31st, 2020, but people looking back will look back in the same way as they did as a decision of the Iraq War. Most of the Britain was behind the Iraq War, believing something they were told by the government. Same here. We have a government which is deceiving us, and people will look back and they will realise what a huge mistake Brexit actually was, and what an embarrassment and a shameful situation we put our nation in.
The full effects of Brexit won't be known for some time yet. The UK now enters a transition period which will last until the end of 2020. During that time, the UK and EU will try to negotiate a comprehensive trade deal. If an agreement isn't reached, Britain will crash out, which economists have long warned could cause economic chaos. And there are already fights brewing over manufacturing standards and access to Britain's plentiful fishing waters. Georgina Wright is a Brexit analyst for London's Institute for Government.
Yes, a deal could be reached, but is that the deal that both sides want? Who knows? And that deal will be incredibly complicated to negotiate.
Those who backed the Leave campaign, including the Prime Minister, insist Britain has an exciting future. It will be free to reach its own trade deals and set its own course in the world. Dominic Raab is the British Foreign Secretary.
I think we should have a bit of can-do spirit as we go into this. I mean, I think Brexit was partly for the UK about having a measure of self-confidence and ambition and a sense of pursuing the UK interest and self-belief.
But few on either side of the debate believe that this divided country will suddenly be united tomorrow because people are so entrenched in their positions.
It's not about racism. Everyone is entitled to live. And for me personally, I didn't want to go in the first place. We've been an island for so long, many thousands of years, it should have stayed an island.
I can't see any benefit to the country or me. I think we're sort of like turkeys voting for Christmas.
There are still many questions about what Britain's future will look like and what its relationship with the European Union will be. Voters didn't know the answers in 2016, but still backed Brexit. The UK is about to take a big step into the unknown. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.